One of the problems generated by 2 years of Israeli-Palestinian conflict is the lack of access to medical care. Stories of ambulances being unable to reach wounded Palestinians have had much media attention. Several international groups are trying to provide medical and psychological care to residents of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. One such group is the Paris-based Doctors Without Borders. NPR's Peter Kenyon traveled with the group to Jenin and found that the fighting can upset even the best-laid plans.
At 8:30 a.m. in East Jerusalem, Doctors Without Borders staff are loading a truck with medical supplies bound for Jenin. The truck flies a white flag marked with MSF, the group's initials in French. Medical coordinator Siri Emblin says each emergency kit contains supplies for 20 wounded people.
Intravenous supplies, suturing material, emergency resuscitation drugs, the beginnings of antibiotics. When someone's wounded, you want to give them antibiotics right away, so we have the startup supply of that.
2 hours later, the emergency kits, along with a Canadian doctor and nurse from another group, Doctors of the World, are stuck at an Israeli army checkpoint outside Jenin. Despite prior coordination with the army, it turns out the driver of the truck carrying the kits and the driver of the van from Doctors of the World, both Palestinians, are not cleared to enter Jenin. The military is on high alert. The night before, a huge car bomb was discovered. Tanks have been patrolling the streets of Jenin all night as troops searched for suspects. Nonetheless, after about 45 minutes of discussion, it appears that clearance is imminent. But then a high-pitched whining sound is heard. A flock of birds is flushed from its resting place. Gunfire is coming from somewhere, possibly from the Palestinian homes on the outskirts of Jenin that can be seen in the distance. The soldiers aren't long in answering. The medical team scramble for cover behind the truck. As jeeps and personnel carriers race past, the young Canadian doctor and nurse are looking less excited about their first day in Jenin. It quickly becomes clear that no civilians are getting past this checkpoint anytime soon. Andre, an MSF staff member who is driven out to the checkpoint to help the team, decides to take the emergency kits to a nearby village for temporary storage. Just across the fields is the village of Jalama, where MSF district coordinator Ingrid Westerman explains to Nuha, the Palestinian head nurse of the local clinic, that they need to find a secure room to store the kits. Ingrid is originally from Chile. She's 9 weeks into a 12-week stint in the Palestinian territories. She spends most of her time helping local Palestinian medical workers get through the checkpoints to the villages around Jenin, which have been virtually cut off from the city and its services during the recent tensions. She says she's been most impressed by how determined the clinic staff is to keep even a skeleton healthcare system going.
They're scared, and it's normal to be scared. In a way, they have the feeling that maybe when they come back, something has happened in Jenin, because they all have families. And today, they were scared of coming. And now that we're in the other side and we can enter to Jenin, I was feeling a little bit responsible for that.
The team from Doctors of the World heads back to Jerusalem. The new doctor and nurse will make another attempt to get in soon. But the MSF crew gives the situation a couple more hours to calm down, and eventually the vans are waved through the checkpoint. In Jenin, MSF psychologist Isabel Gouray is waiting for her ride back to Jerusalem. She spent the morning with a 26-year-old Palestinian woman and her 6 children. She said their father was killed by gunfire when soldiers mistook another family member's back brace for an explosive belt. Now, Isabel says, the woman spends much of her time crying uncontrollably. She says the problem for many Palestinians is that there's no one to talk to.
They can't share each other their experience because if your sister is already crying herself, how can you tell your story or your feeling? So I think in this way we are useful.
Israeli leaders say they would like to ease restrictions in the West Bank and Gaza, but they fear another eruption of Palestinian violence, and the recent attacks and attempted killings have reinforced those fears. In the meantime, groups like MSF and Doctors of the World will do what they can, keeping clinics open and listening to the stories of people trying to cope with a situation that makes normal life impossible. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jenin.